2018 Chevy Equinox and the 2018 Chevy Traverse. You got to see why Chevy is now the most awarded car company for a third year in a row. And with a great full line of automobiles, whether you're looking for performance, technology, or safety, there's no wonder why Chevy's on track for another amazing year. And now for the fourth consecutive year, Chevy has received more J.D. Power Initial Quality Awards than any other brand. Go see for yourself all the great things happening with Chevy. Stop by the Chevy display at the auto show from now until the 20th, or stop by your local Chevy dealer today.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Limited time, maximum savings. Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood is dropping every payment. That's right, every payment. Every Buick and GMC, saving you thousands of dollars. Brand new 2017 Buick Encores have dropped to just $135 per month. Right now, drive a new 2017 GMC Terrain for only $159 per month and get special auto show savings on hundreds of new Buicks and GMCs. Grossinger has dropped every payment on every vehicle, including yours. So hurry in. With payments this low, you can drive a new car more often, including new 2017 Buick Encores for just $135 per month. These savings have been maximized, but only for a limited time. Now at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincoln, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerAutoplex.com. That's GrossingerAutoplex.com. 39-month leases, $2,000 due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and 169.27 dock fee. Zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Offer expires at month's end. Number B70102, number M70264.
DIC. We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
It's a great basketball city. It's a great organization. I had 5 great years there, so I pull for them when they're not playing against us.
That's Minnesota Timberwolves head coach Tom Thibodeau. I don't believe a word of what he just said. That was after the Minnesota team beat the Bulls 117-89 in a real close one. Now the Bulls are 3 games under 500. They have 2 games left before the All-Star break, and they host Toronto tomorrow and Boston on Thursday. Dwayne Wade had an MRI in his wrist. Paul Zipser also with an MRI today on his ankle, and both are doubtful for tomorrow's game. Jimmy Butler did practice a little bit, and Nico Mirotic did not. Major League Baseball, the Cubs have made an offer to Travis Wood as pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow. In hockey, the Blackhawks are beginning their bye week, which is something new and very, very cool. They'll host Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves beat the Rampage 3-2. They're off until Friday when they travel to Texas. NFL, the Giants have released Victor Cruz and running back Rashad Jennings. In golf, Jordan Spieth won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am at 19-under, 4 shots better than Kelly Kraft. Lefty shot a 77 yesterday to finish 1 over for the tournament. College Buckets, DePaul hosts number 2 Villanova with coverage on the Score starting at 7:45. Hey, join Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Brian Campbell tonight from 7 to 8:30 at Another Round in Downers Grove. Get an autograph from Brian and enter to win Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Those world champion Chicago Cubs looking at you and your big old baseball face and thinking to myself, you know, if you were thinking to yourself one thing that would trip up this team or one thing that you're not so sure about with this Cubs squad, what would it be?
I don't have it. I don't have a lot of not so sure.
I'm not. Yeah,
They have inoculated against with so many redundancies. With so many guys who can play in so many places.
The John Jay pickup was brilliant.
That outside of God forbid type force majeure, I will say the development of the bullpen arms and Joe Maddon's trust.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on the Score.
Greg Gabriel.
Whoever gets Garoppolo, whether it's the Bears or whatever team, and they give up something, if it doesn't work out, your job's history. If it's the Bears and they use that third pick in the first round on a quarterback and he doesn't work out, those guys are gone. That's just life in the NFL the way it is right now. In all honesty, I think I'd rather gamble with a rookie. I think the upside with some of these young guys is a little bit more than what Garoppolo has.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's a sunny Monday in Chicago after a sports weekend. It didn't have any football. It marginally had Bulls basketball, depending on how you define it. And I'm at a weird place with Bulls ball because there's, like I said, there were some genuine fun bad moments in that game.
We're not going to get back to 2000 or 99, but... Remember the slogan? Well, not the slogan, but the sales campaign.
Oh, that's come watch Allen Iverson.
Yep. Come see Stephon Marbury and get 30 and 10 on you. You got a chance to see Devin Booker and Marquise Chris, and then you got a chance to see Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. So maybe that's the way to go about things if you're Comcast or WGN.
I don't know, but it looks like, you know those videos of a cat chasing a laser pointer? That's what McDermott looks like. You know, it's like, oh, over here. I shouldn't have gone over here. Oh, now I'm going to go over here. Oh, wait, I forgot why I'm here.
Well, that's up to your defensive strategist. That's up to the guy who understands what he has out there, you know, knowing your personnel, KYP in it, and making sure that player understands where he can't get beat. And when he's on the floor, you know, the teams, the best defensive teams in the league are teams that you really don't have to talk to because you can mix it up. Like, for instance, Tom Thibodeau was doubling Taj Gibson every time.
And then they told him, they said, as soon as he puts it even dribble. Close yeah. to the floor, yeah, first attack
dribble.
It.
First dribble.
The old Luol Deng rules,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And you can mix it up, too, because guys know after a while, if you got any kind of basketball sense, all right, first dribble, they're coming. So then they don't come after the first dribble. Then it's a two-dribble double or a no-dribble double where...
Hey, it's the Northwestern was doing with Hap.
Yeah, yeah, and they shut his ass down.
They ran him off of there. Yeah. Although he's a pretty good passer, though. He made some nice finds when they mixed up who was coming.
What they got to do with Doug is they have to make sure that the four players that are on the court with him know where he's going to be Doug. You know? He got caught in the middle a couple of times. I mean, that one where he just left, I believe it was either Shabazz Muhammad.
In the corner?
He
ran to the wing.
Those kind of things.
Where are you going?
And he got benched immediately. And Fred's trying his hardest. He's trying his hardest to unlock whatever Doug has. But yeah, that was the game where you can, like Steve Rosenblum wrote, you can get beat, but play hard. If you're a young guy and you had Rajon Rondo go to bat for you a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and now you show this, when you get your chance, like you've gotten a chance the last four or five games with you know, sporadic Jimmy and no Dwayne Wade a couple of times, you got your chance to ball. What are you doing out here?
All people ask for is minutes.
That's it. That's it. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants a shot until you get it, and then you wet the bed. So, hey, I had high hopes for Doug. I still hold out some hope because I think he was kind of bred in an awful basketball culture, and I think young dudes learning the wrong ways to go about things is just as important as them learning the right ways.
Got to unlearn some stuff before I can
him
relearn
and Bobby,
it. Yeah.
Him and Bobby came up under this. They were birthed into this thing. You know, Taj and Joe and all these other guys, they kind of saw other things. Joe saw the Ben Wallace era, and then he saw them get better, and then he saw the end days. These kids were brought up in, you know, disregarding what the coach says at times and not following assignments. So, hey, you pick up what you learn and you apply it, and they're applying it.
The question out there for you, the Cubs fan, where are we as spring training starts? Where is this? Because this is completely unfamiliar to me. Any number of Cubs spring trainings that I've either covered as a reporter in Mesa or been a part of in some way from here, from there, there's nothing like this one. There's all of the fundamental questions, the questions that defined an identity are gone. They're just not there. Could this be it? No. No, it can't be it. Last year was it. This is something completely unrecognizable. So I guess build a roadmap.
Right.
Where are we now?
Well,
party's over. Right?
See, that's the thing. Is it though?
Because you're right. Yeah, it's not.
Because
it's not.
Because
this is part of the party.
Right. They've never been here before. These Cubs fans have never been here. But my buddy, every once in a while, out of nowhere, unbeknownst to nothing, he would just drop, "Hey man, the Cubs won!" Like out of nowhere.
That's like Baffo does. This every once in a while, he will just tweet, "The Chicago Cubs won the World Series."
So, and I'm not telling anyone for that to be over right now. You know, move on to the next thing because it's a monumental occurrence in your lifetime as a Cubs fan. But now, where are you? Now do you, you know, of course you got the puffy chest because you got the young talent. That's the great part about this is that you didn't have to look at this as a one-off and cry about players going here and there. People were happy that Dexter Fowler got his money from St. Louis because Dexter Fowler helped you win a championship. People are happy that some of these guys that you didn't see last year, Kyle Schwarber.
A lot of people in baseball still very surprised that
he got that money?
Know that he chose St. Louis.
Why?
Because of what he has been told about St. Louis from some other guys about the St. Louis culture being a little different.
This might be your last time. And I understand.
But he likes money and he should. Put it that way.
You know, and as many an older brother has told me, all money ain't good money. But this is.
That's pretty good money.
Yeah, 80-something million now. How happy you'll be and how happy your family will be, you know, you'll have to figure out that as well in the balance. But I mean, I don't know any Cubs fans who are mad that Dexter Fowler went somewhere else. So you got to kind of gauge where you're at to find where your starting point will be.
In Tuscola, it's Todd on the score.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, I didn't know if you guys saw at the end of the game where in the handshake line, Chris Collins was having a discussion with one of the assistant Wisconsin coaches. Then they panned away. Then all of a sudden, at the very end, before they signed off, looked like he was going after somebody. And I didn't know if anybody had heard anything about, you know, something going on, because they were pretty excited on the western side at the very end, and rubbed some people wrong way up in Cheeseland. So.
I did not see that and didn't see anything written about it.
I'll look at some of the highlights during the commercial break, but okay. I didn't see that at all. Maybe the kids were too joyous, too happy that they got themselves a win. I mean, that's a tough place.
Act like you've been there before.
Well, that's a tough place to win, too.
It is rare to get a victory in that building.
Yes. Hell, even when Illinois was damn good, when Devin Harris was running up and down for Wisconsin, it was tough to get a win there.
Alondo Tucker.
Yeah. So, hey, come on, man. Your kids are having fun.
Cedar Lake, it's Bob on the score.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Good, fellas. Kudos to the Northwestern coaching staff and Collins in particular. And I'm going to draw a comparison to a program that's on the up to one that's on the down, a university that I attended, Indiana, for 7 years. And
7 years?
Nice.
Undergrad and law school, I experienced two national championships. And now, Tom Crean, who was given a Cutler kind of contract, and for what? Who signed him? How did he get that kind of money? For the last several years, the buyout has been $4 million. This year, July 1st, it goes to $1 million.
Yeah,
I think he's done. Websites saying, get rid of Tom Crean,
I think that number to come down.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good likelihood that he's done. There's already coaches, if you talk to people who are discussing that as a potential opening and what kind of landing spot that's going to be.
You can't be average in Indiana.
No. They
simple as that.
They've got a birthright. You know, they feel, that state feels that it is their birthright to be in the national championship conversation. Let alone have
the middle of the Big Ten,
a losing record in the conference. That's just not allowed. Not allowed there. And the fact that Tom Crean has not gone out of his way politically to make a lot of friends, it doesn't help him because he's just never really cared. Mm-hmm. It assumes that the winning is going to redeem all of that. But what's funny is you bring it up in the context of Northwestern, when, as I've mentioned before, the school that some powers that be in Indiana keep bringing up that bothers them is Wisconsin.
How they continue to do it.
Yes. Yeah. They say that it's always, always, always doing more with less at Wisconsin. Always. Finding kids from in-state. Finding guys who nobody else is recruiting hard that you just like.
Every once in a while you trip up on a pro, but not often enough to scare you.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you do, it's Frank Kaminsky or Orlando Tucker. Right.
Right.
The guys we're talking about.
Right.
And that's what bedevils them. And they consistently play tough. Just the way they play with those kids, they've got an identity and a way of playing a hard-nosed brand of basketball. And a lot of people there, and who knows who holds sway when all is said and done, but there are people who feel that Tom Crean has done the opposite and has always gotten less out of more.
Yeah, and hell, we talked to Chris Spatola, a couple of weeks ago, and he said that if you really look at Tom Crean's career arc, he had an all-time great in Dwayne Wade, and then before and after that, you know you're looking at a guy who's had a decent amount of success, but nothing that will make you say, all right, this is one of the blue blood schools, I need him. You know, when we talk about blue bloods, we're talking about Kentucky, Indiana, UCLA, Duke, Kansas,
Carolina,
right? There's 6 or 7 schools where no matter what, your stamp is on that letterhead, you're going to get players there, and you have to win because you're going to get those players. They've gotten some of those players too. I mean, they got the big man who went really early to the NBA draft a couple of years ago. Was it Noah
Vonleh?
Yeah, Noah Vonleh. You know, OG Anunoby got hurt, of course, this year. You know, you got some other guys. They've had decent enough talent. Yogi Ferrell was there forever. I mean, was it 2013? They were number one seed, if I'm not mistaken. And since then, you know, the last 3 years, you've had all the DUI stuff, had all the players, you know, not sober enough, the accidents, guys bumping into each other with cars and all that other crap. So he hasn't done enough winning for all the foolishness that has surrounded the program.
Andy in Rockford, you're on Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just got a question for you. I'm a big Bulls fan, and how come you guys never rip on Gibson? Every time I look at his numbers, he does nothing. I understand.
Rip on him for what?
Asked to be a star.
What do you think he is?
Well, no. Well, they say he's a banger, that he goes underneath.
Who?
McDermott. You guys. I've heard it from you guys.
Jay, a banger?
Carl Pippen's from, no, he's a banger underneath. He battles the boards. No. And that's what he's... But he played 17 minutes last night.
He's a role player. Yeah. Andy, he's a role player.
Yeah. Right. Dan, you and I have met, and Jason, I've been following you for a while. Okay. And I love... First of all, congratulations on your baby. That's
Thank you.
Fantastic
Thank you.
For you and your wife.
I appreciate that.
We have the sense. Yeah, and Dan, we've met in... it was Rosemont many years ago. But I just wanted to see.
I don't think anybody's played up Taj Gibson. He's been a serviceable NBA power forward in starting.
Yeah, serviceable.
You don't, Andy, you don't think Taj has had himself a decent career?
Yeah, I've been following him. I think after his nephew got killed, I think that's when his career went down, and I can understand. When his nephew in Chicago or something like that.
No, it was in Brooklyn. But I
what do you mean by his career went down? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you.
What you expect out of Taj though? Yeah, I think that's the base. Andy, we need to find out what the baseline for you for Taj Gibson was.
I don't know who you think he is or what you expect from him.
Yeah, on a good night he'll give you 12, 13 points. On a regular night it's about 7 or 8.
He was an overaged late draft pick who has maximized a little bit of skill.
Well, right now with McDermott, I think with his two concussions that he had early in the season that he was afraid to get underneath. And, that's just my theory.
All right, Andy. I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Andy just wanted to rail on Taj for some reason. I don't know, Dan, before I jumped on, you were talking about Taj being the next Karl Malone.
I just got a little confused there.
He's a regular player, Andy.
And he's actually currently averaging close to a career high in rebounds. When you start ripping on his rebounding, he's above his career average fairly significantly.
When Tom Thibodeau was here, he was closing out games because... Your man Carlos Boozer wasn't a defender. I mean,
he's not overpaid.
No, he's been asked to do a job, and he's done it for several years now.
Okay.
Referendum on Taj, I did not expect that today.
How do you give him a free pass?
Well, we need to stop that, by the way.
The whole free pass
idea? It happens too often, and it usually happens when we're talking about people who don't get a free pass. It's kind of like the what nobody's talking about stuff.
I think it's the McCaskies and nobody will say
right,
it.
Right. The Joe Madden. Everybody gives Joe Madden a free pass. No, he got killed for Game 7 and Game 6 of the World Series. And he continues to get killed until the first pitch will be thrown in spring training. I don't know the free pass has been given out for many of people, but Taj Gibson isn't one of them. Nor is it John Paxson before Big Al calls up. Yes. I think everybody's paid for their pass.
I know everybody likes to think. It's like, well, nobody said this. Yes, they have.
Listening to the radio when I thought that I should say this.
That's fine. We understand. It's all good. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Training is finally here, Cubs fans. But this upcoming season is very different. This season, your team is the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Let's talk spring training, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Just when you thought that Jim Dolan and the Knicks could not look any worse for forcibly removing Charles Oakley from their building and having him arrested, they do. Not only did Dolan not apologize for that, he immediately went on the offensive, conducting his own little media tour and doing whatever he could to discredit Oakley. There was no olive branch. No, this was a really unfortunate situation. Let's sit down and work this out. Nope, it was just the opposite. It was reportedly, this guy is never to be allowed back in this building. Oh, and he probably has a drinking problem, and he should take care of that as well. So, Dolan took a terrible situation, he made it even worse. He tried to put out that dumpster fire with his gas can. He's not sorry for anything he did or the way he handled that. He's sorry that everybody took Oakley's side. I'm Jim Rome.
Who doesn't want 3 times more? 3 times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or 3 times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you 3 times the internet speed without 3 times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a 2-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Yes, only.
Hey, everybody, it's Auto Show time, and that means you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They've got over 300 new Chevys, all priced with special Auto Show incentives. There's credible savings like 0% financing for 72 months on 2016 Chevys, or lease the new 2017 Chevy Equinox for just $199 a month, sign and drive with no money down. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at SunriseChevrolet.com and tell them I sent you. On select vehicles.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Qualified by claiming to have the lowest closing costs. When purchasing a home, you can either work with the lender who talks and talks and talks and talks about low closing costs, or you can work with me, a lender who actually has low closing costs. Then think of all the things you could do with an extra $1,000 when we originate your loan, like pay for the movers, buy a new computer, new TV, maybe new carpet for your new house. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1330.
Truckers, driving positions are filling fast on Schneider's new large dedicated account near you. But opportunities are still available with a limited time sign-on bonus up to $10,000. Earn up to $70,000 per year with weekly home time and a predictable schedule. Hauling freight for one primary dedicated customer. Don't miss the sign-on bonus. Apply now to drive on this new Schneider dedicated account near you at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Or versus combined cash allowance plus 500 bonus cash on the 2017 Jeep Cherokee. Go to Jeep.com and hurry to your local Jeep brand dealer. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Exclude Sport and Latitude models. Financing for well-qualified buyers when financed through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Friends, to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's no expectations on this team yet until we get into it. And once I got into it, I realized that, you know what, obviously we have, you know, myself and Rondo, who's been there, who's won a championship. And then we have Jimmy, who now made himself a, you know, an all-star in this league.
That was Dwayne Wade on the Vertical Podcast with Adrian Wojnarowski. And some wide-ranging stuff from D. Wade, who had a lot of thoughts about a lot of things, and he's...
I'm about to split with Pat Riley and what it's going to take to get him back with the Chicago Bulls, family, money, winning, in whatever order he finds necessary. That's why I asked Joe the question I asked him about, and when we talked to Joe Cowley last week, about what it's going to take to get Dwayne Wade back. And not that I'm clamoring for him to come back, just I think he... I don't think he really understood what the infrastructure of this team was. I think he saw, you know, an out from a situation where he felt he wasn't being appreciated, and it was convenient out. Also, the money was there, and it's a city that he, you know, he loves and that he's from. But the Gar Foreman thing and the Fred Hoiberg thing, I think caught him by surprise. And every week it builds up since that instance where he questioned who wanted it more on that team.
And looking to get some sort of roadmap for a Cubs fan. I think we can kind of...
We got to
crowdsource this together, and I ask this question now. The actual partying is done. You had all your parades, and they're shaking their asses on Saturday Night Live and everything else, and all of the speaking engagements and the...
You've crowdsurfed from enough lampposts...
Everything.
That now it's time to come back down to Earth.
Where are we now with this whole thing? Because this isn't the same. This is uncharted. This idea of going to spring training, not thinking, oh, maybe this is it. Maybe. No, it's not. Never going to be again. Ever.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com. We start with the Bulls. They are now 3 games under 500. They have 2 games left before the All-Star break as they host Toronto tomorrow, Boston on Thursday. Dwayne Wade had an MRI on his wrist. Paul Zipser also with an MRI on his ankle. Both are doubtful for tomorrow's game. Jimmy Butler did practice. Nico Mirotic did not. Major League Baseball, the Cubs, they've made an offer to Travis Wood as pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow. In hockey, the Blackhawks are beginning their bye week. They will host Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves beat the Rampage 3-2. They're off until Friday when they travel to Texas. NFL, the Giants have released Victor Cruz and running back Rashad Jennings. And in golf, Jordan Spieth won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am at 19-under. 4 shots better than Kelly Kraft. Lefty shot a 77 yesterday to finish at 1-over. And in college buckets, DePaul hosts number 2 Villanova with coverage on the score starting at 7:45. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hallmark and Russell Stover at Walgreens. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need. A wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates, plus fresh flowers, all in one convenient stop, all at your neighborhood Walgreens. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We always like a wayward sext, but occasionally we get a wayward text about a drug deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like,
this is the 847. It This text says, car's unlocked. I have cash in the center console. Leave the weed there. Thank you. I texted back. I said, no, we're taking the weed.
That sounds like, you know, a guy who doesn't want to do a hand-to-hand, or maybe you're at a party with a person, they're leaving before you leave. So he's like, hey, man, yep. Did you bring what I told you to bring?
And the guy texted back, LOL, oops, at least it wasn't to my aunt like last time.
Oh, wow. So his aunt is the one that's supplying him the drugs?
I wonder. And I did see, by the way, so many people are sending in this horrible yes. story about Jerry Sandusky's son, Jeffrey, who was just arraigned on 14 counts of child abuse, including criminal solicitation of a child, knowingly filming sex acts involving a child, corruption of minors, and sex abuse of a minor. The 41-year-old was sent to Centre County Jail.
Would not be surprised if he was the victim of his father as well.
That's in
people. Monsters create monsters.
Unfortunately, that Jerry himself was very likely abused, and that they any number the countless victims because Jerry Sandusky was allowed to prey on children, facilitated by Joe Paterno and the Penn State football program.
The Paternos were in news a couple of weeks ago, right?
This continues to be the crime that perpetuates other crimes and other criminals. And just had somebody tried harder at any point? There's no telling how many others are going to be affected generationally by being victims of these kinds of crimes. It's just awful. You don't even want to think about it, but that's we don't shy from thinking about stuff like this, and at least on this show, because it's
seeking trustee seats, right? On the board.
They still are. Yeah, that Sue Paterno and the idiot sons are trying to become trustees so they can put the statue back up. Because victims, Big Al, you just mentioned Big Al. He's in Rogers Park. He's on the Score.
Hey, fellas, how you doing today? Hey,
Justin
Touche, man.
I did not even know you was on the line. I didn't look over there. I just thought of the people that everyone thinks is getting a pass, and you think Paxton is getting a pass from everyone, but that's not why you called.
No, I would take a break on Paxton today. I just want to talk about this girl-boy system in college basketball.
Okay.
From my understanding, John Gross gets a $500,000 bonus if he's here to the last year of his contract. Can you confirm that? And you talked about he wants some Indiana's coaches. These guys go from college to college with these big contracts, man. And somebody hold them accountable. Come on.
Well, I mean, Tom Crean is on a very, very hot seat, and I think John Gross is as well.
You know what I heard about Gross, though? That this is damned if you do, damned if you don't. He's got a great recruiting class coming in.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are some people at Illinois that view Gross's recruiting class as a lure for a good coach, saying that if they fire him now, maybe a better coach is willing to take this job that wouldn't otherwise take the job because of the enticement of the recruiting class.
It wouldn't look like a stepping stone project for more than one year.
Worked his ass off, ass under fire, and then actually might be contributing to the likelihood of his dismissal.
Especially when people want you out and multiple people want you out and that control resources. All of a sudden, you know, a recruiting visit that was greenlit before. And all of a sudden, you know what? Let's skip that one this weekend. You don't have to fly out to California. Those kind of things happen. And then you start to look around and figure out that, okay, people don't want
me
here.
People are working against you.
Yeah. Then you make a ladder with slogans on it. And mottos.
And he spends all day climbing it up and down.
And then one more step at the top and it just falls.
He's in his office. You just hear the occasional thud. Gotta get to the ladder. I'm going to be on my ladder. No calls. Hold all calls. I gotta be on my ladder. And this is just a pet peeve here. While I hear what Big L's saying, this is something that has bothered me for a while. There is a term, good old boy.
Yeah, when okay. I hear it.
No, wait, now good old boy has to do with big, thick Southerners, right? Right? There is the old boy network.
Right.
It's that you can't combine the two. The term old boy network means an insular, closed system of backpatting and favoritism and friends taking care of friends and not letting new blood in the system. The term for that is old boy network. Good old boy is a term
Dukes of Hazzard
for Southerners, right?
Right.
So they're not the same thing. And I know people use them interchangeably.
It's just a good on the beginning of it, Dan.
Just
come on.
A good old boy. But it's
never meaning no harm.
Right. The actual idiom for the insular hiring system is old boy network.
See?
No, so there's
we've learned
that.
Something.
Ryan.
We've learned something.
Maddox, not Maddox. In Sycamore, City of Fools is on the score.
Hey, Dan, Jason.
Hey.
Hey.
Dan, I listened with interest. You were talking about James Dolan on Friday. I couldn't get time to call in. But I agreed with pretty much every viewpoint he had on it. But one thing that I found interesting, you were going after Dolan for suggesting that that the guy had a drinking habit or had an alcohol problem.
Well, he was going out of his way to try to slander him to cover his own ass and make himself look better when he himself is actually in recovery still. And Oakley spends time helping addicts.
I don't. It was completely baseless. Like I said, I agreed with what you were saying. I found it interesting because initially in Chris Bryant's day-night splits, there was some rumor coming out of you guys about either out in the town too much or drinking, and until that was finally shot down.
But he's straight edge, though.
That's right. What I mean. But that was something I think you openly at least questioned. Whether he was out too much or out late drinking without any...
We talked about the story when the question was being asked because everybody's calling and saying, hey, look at the day-night splits here. What's going on with the guy? So he said, yeah, that's something that has troubled a lot of Cubs in the past and has been an issue in the past. And then when it turns out it's not an issue for him, it became, remember, it was the color of his eyes and were his blue eyes too light?
Right. It to me, it shaded a little too close to that. You know,
What, James Dolan? Look, Dolan just, that was the whole point, that he shouldn't have gone there. That Dolan should not, for whatever reason, he made it up. That's the thing. A lot of the stuff with Dolan, what set me off with Dolan was him checking all the boxes of dog whistle stuff about a big angry black man. That's what bothered me. And he's leading people to places where he knows how that video looks. And that's what I didn't like.
And then what did he do this weekend?
Oh, please.
He dials up Latrell Sprewell's number, who he hadn't talked to in 13 years. He also dialed up Vin Baker, and Vin Baker dropped a dime on him, saying that he hadn't talked to him in, 15, 17 years, and he wanted him to come sit next to him as well. So not only was he trying to ruin whatever image he thought, whatever image Charles Oakley had, but also trying to make sure that he surrounded himself with other men of Charles Oakley's stature in the New York Knicks lore.
It's so desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, so nakedly desperate. Like he's not.
But that's bubble thinking, though.
He's not even conscious of how it's going to look.
He's inside his own bubble, and he nothing but yes men around him. And somebody should have told him, hey, you know, having Larry Johnson and Latrell Sprewell after you haven't talked to them in years probably isn't a good look. You know, the celebration, the 70 years of the Knicks and all that other stuff, probably isn't a good look to have guys around who openly said, you know what, we got done dirty by James Dolan while we were here. Latrell Sprewell was very vocal on his exit from New York. About what he thought was happening, how he wasn't told anything, how he was asked to speak to the owner several times and it didn't work out. You can even ask Tyson Chandler when the whole Derek Fisher stuff was going on with James Dolan and how James Dolan and Tyson Chandler became cool. And all of a sudden, when it was time for Tyson to go, he couldn't find James Dolan. So James Dolan is nobody that anybody should be trying to defend at any point in time.
When we come back, we will give away a pair of tickets to see John Wick, Chapter 2. You got to be listening, so don't go anywhere. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance your existing home, give me a call. Joyce called to lower her rate and pay off her loan in 27 years. I helped Joyce secure a 27-year fixed loan, saved her $45 a month, and paid all her closing costs. $45 a month might not sound like a lot of money, but Joyce will apply the savings to her new payment and pay off her new loan in 25 years. This will save her over 20 G's in mortgage payments. I lowered Joyce's rate, payment, and saved over 20 grand in mortgage payments. If you want to see if I can help you like I helped Joyce, give me a call at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, 4358, RMLA, NMLS, 19186.
At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle we sell. Pay what a Chrysler employee pays on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram truck. We have over 500 new vehicles available, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit us online at driveantioch.com. It all ends February 28th. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/17.
CBS Friday. Matt is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 on the text zone. All right, so Shep printed up for me and you.
I get it too.
The last 9 years or 8 years of Tom Crean's Indiana coaching career. I forgot a couple of years ago that they were they won the Big Ten overall, 15-3 record. They got to the Sweet 16 as a 5 seed. And the year before that, they were a 10 seed, 99 Big Ten record. Year before that, 7-11. The 2012-13 year that I was referring to, they were number one overall seed. The year before that, they were a 4 seed. So after they turned it around, after he showed up in 08, they were 1-17, 4-14, 3-15. So say 2011, 2012 was when his recruits started to actually make a difference.
That's how it looks just by the timeline.
Yeah, but they haven't consistently won. And, of course, as I mentioned, that 2013 season when everybody's running around drunk and silly and ridiculous on the campus, they kind of took a dip, and then they won in 2015. So it hasn't been what Indiana fans have expected, even though there's been a little bit of success, you know, a couple of Big Ten championships, a number one seed mixed in there. But as you said earlier, once you're Indiana, you better win big and you better win often.
Caller 6 right now to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a pair of tickets to see John Wick Chapter 2 at any Cinemark theater in the Chicagoland area. And regarding Indiana, Mr. Pouty Pants says, I've never understood why Indiana still considered a blue blood program. I know they've won 5 titles. The last one was 30 years ago. They've made a few Sweet 16s and a couple Final Fours. It doesn't scream blue blood to me. Michigan State's made 7 Final Fours in the last 20 years. Indiana has made 8 since 1940. I know Illinois will never be an elite destination for top-level talent, but I refuse to put Indiana in the same category as UNC, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas. And truth be told, UCLA hasn't been anything special in the last 25 years either until this year. Do recruits really care about how great some of these schools were 30 years ago rather than the last 15 to 20?
Well, it depends on who's doing the talking, you know, how old you are. Because I remember the Big Ten when Calvert Chaney and Alan Henderson and all those dudes in the early 90s were still tearing
Jared
it up.
Jeffries.
Yeah, they went to a damn championship game with Mike Davis and Jerry Jeffries. That was a Mike Davis team, right? I think it was a Mike Davis team. It was in Maryland and Indiana that year, something like that. Because Jerry Jeffries was the best player on that squad when they went to the championship game.
Was that the Juan Dixon, Lonnie Baxter?
Yeah. Terrence Morris, I believe, was on that team, if I'm not mistaken.
He was on every team for 10 years. And Steve Blake.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, a few pros on that squad. It just depends on who's doing the talking. So, you know, if you're a real, real old head, before Coach K, Duke was trash. Right? And he turned it around to it being what it has been for the last 4 or 5 decades.
Well, they had the one team in 76, 77, or 70, the Gene Banks team.
But after he got that thing humming,
right.
You know, you can, that blue D is on any envelope. You best be sure that every real recruit in America is going to take notice.
When you rise State to problems, the level of self-recruiting.
Right, exactly.
When you know you're going to be in the conversation for any number of top guys because you are who you are.
And we talk about Tom Izzo in the frame of, he does it every single year because he puts them through the meat grinder, but he's lost out on some huge recruits. Jabari Parker being one of them. I mean, like, especially here locally. I mean, he's lost some big-time Chicago kids to Duke and to Kentucky. I'm not saying that Michigan State isn't a blue-blood school or isn't a school that should be respected because we talk about it, but I'm talking about the teams that they know kids are going to come there because of who they are.
With the earlier caller was asking about what happened after the Northwestern-Wisconsin game when it appeared that there was some conflict between the coaches. Several people report that the end-of-game dunk, the exclamation point, superfluous dunk set off the basketball police. And apparently Chris Collins was among those apologizing to Wisconsin coaches. I don't know if it was Lumpkin or Law, whoever, but that...
Yeah, it was a Sanjay Lumpkin dunk, and the ChicagoTribune.com just put it out a couple hours ago. To say the Wildcats were happy with the upset would be an understatement. To say the Wildcats were sorry, that would be the truth. With 4 seconds left, Sanjay Lumpkin accounted for the Wildcats' 65th and 66th points, with a dunk on a pass from Brian McIntosh, a play that Northwestern and Collins almost immediately regretted. Quote, the right play would have been to pull that out. That's my mistake. I apologize to Wisconsin staff and the team. We all got a little bit excited. We knew we accomplished something good.
Let's not get our feelings hurt that easily. Come on now. He dunked the ball.
Tom Crean just did that to one of his players a couple of weeks ago.
I saw
ago.
It. He immediately screamed at him.
It's a little grandstandy to me.
Of course it is. I'm coaching.
Right.
Watch me coach.
Take him in the back. Take him in the back. Say, don't you ever do that again. You know? I had one Bush League play in my entire career as a child. I will never forget. We traveled to Nichols. I was a King Lab kid, junior high. And we traveled to Nichols, and I hit a shot. I hadn't hit many shots that season, and I hit a shot, and I actually put my hands up, like, you know, a three-pointer, and I put my hands up immediately. Coach Dawkins, right here, son. For the rest of the game, I sat next to him. And he told me, he's like, that's Bush League. We don't do that. He didn't scream at me. He didn't, you know, but everybody, you know, I knew. And I was like, guess what? I'm going to never do again. Put my hands up when I hit a shot. And I probably didn't hit a shot for the rest of the season. So it wasn't necessary.
Look, yeah, you know that you find the moments to have that talk, and I had the same with my kid a couple years ago when it was a big game, and they called him in to pitch with the bases loaded and nobody out and leading by a run, and he struck out the side on 10 pitches and then did this huge exaggerated
Tiger Woods fist pump.
Tiger Woods full
Sunday
fist pump.
Sunday 18 green.
And of course, I'm bursting with pride.
Right.
It's just this incredibly
he
dramatic
mastered the moment.
And then I'm
Rodney
thinking,
looks to the sky and fires an arrow.
That's what it was. And he had friends.
Jason Bernstein with the blonde beard.
And he had friends on the other team. It was just a house league game.
Right.
That's what it's for. It's for
the guys that you know.
That's exactly what
you
it
know
was.
They're watching.
Right. And I you know, you have the money. You didn't want to ruin it, right? So it's tough to balance. So you go over, you say, hey, you know what we got in the car? And I say, you know, I want to tell you. First, I'm really proud of you. It was a great day. I'd never forget it for the rest of your life. However, how do you think you would feel if you were in the other dugout and then the pitcher did that? Would you feel good or bad about it? And why? I said, you think you might have kind of overdone it a little bit? Maybe hurt some of your friends' feelings. I see. Look, when you go to school on Monday, you're walking to school with these kids, you're sitting in class, and I know you guys talk trash all the time.
Right, I was about to say, like, are you going down the right road with your kid in that moment? Because he's sitting there like, yeah, screw those kids, and tell them, I hope they burn in hell.
but it's hard as a dad because you don't want to upstage the coaches.
Right.
First of all, it's their job. I'm not the coach. If the coach wants to say something, I got to use it as an example. That's up to the coaches. Coaches didn't say anything. And you don't want to come down too hard and be that dad or mom. So it's just like, well, you know, just think about maybe how you'd feel if you were on the other side of it. He might have just been like saying the right things. You're like, hell, what the dad's saying? I'm going to do that again.
Right.
Right. But, you know, Look, if you haven't hit a shot,
right?
What the hell,
right?
You hit your shot,
yeah.
Grab some popcorn and sit next to the coach,
yeah.
Right.
And my pops used to work late, so my pops didn't come to a lot of games. And the one time my father walked into a Fleetwood Jourdain Community Center game, a fam game over there in Evanston, I thought I was uncovered, and I saw him walk in. I'm like, oh man, I'm about to score in front of my dad. I'm like, why is no one guarding me right now? And I get the inbounds and I put it up immediately. And all I hear out is a burst of laughter.
Wrong basket.
I realized that I shot the ball into the wrong basket. My father put his hand on his face, walked right out of the gym. It's like grand opening, grand closing. Like I had to get a ride home from somebody else. Like it was, I will never forget that moment as long as I live. He walked in, I like recognized him, he recognized
tremendous.
Me. I laid the ball up and that was the end. Not so good, Stuffy. Shout out to Dad for the mental encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you wouldn't have been there,
right,
I would have done that.
Right. I lost it. I lost concentration.
There you go. Blame it on him. You know, give it right back to him. All right. Eric Horn is going to join us in just a moment. We're going to get his take on the Thunder and the return of Kevin Durant to that building and what it all was like on a big NBA night. That's coming up next. Bernstein and Goff.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes, to catch a killer...
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He walked.